you're going to get it, and you're going to realize exactly, amen, exactly tonight, amen, right there, that Matthew 5 and 6, once you see it, you probably can quote it, because I quote it very often, even behind our pulpit. I begin to quote it everywhere I go. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 6, Jesus is the speaker, and Jesus is talking here. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after what? Righteousness. For they shall be what? Blessed, the blessed person. A blessed person by God is a favored person by God. God favors and he blesses those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. And he says, for they shall be filled. Amen. Don't you want to hunger and thirst after God? God feeds according to your appetite. If you're hungry, God has something for you. If you're thirsty for something in God, God, that drive on the inside is more powerful than a jet engine that will cause a big hunk of steel to fly across the sky. Amen. A hunger and a thirst, an appetite for the things of God is an element that God wants to bless tonight. Amen. I want you to place your Bibles down for just a moment. Amen. God is in this place tonight to woo us, to draw us, but he's here tonight to open the vials of his spirit and to fulfill his word in your life. Lord, I pray for your glory. I reach to you, God. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty for your glory tonight. I desire what you have for my heart and my life. I pray for your leading and I pray for your glory. I pray that you would fulfill that in my soul, Lord. As I bless you tonight and I worship you, let your divine power undertake in my spirit and my soul, Lord. God, set us loose tonight. God, in victory, joy, and peace in your spirit, Lord. Amen. Are you hungry tonight? Amen. Are you thirsty tonight? Amen. Would you express that to God? I need you tonight. I need your power. I need your anointing. I need your presence flowing in my heart and my life. Let it flow in me, oh God. Let your glory flow. Come on. Amen. Would you just talk to the Lord Jesus? Lord, help me tonight. Help me to get a hold of what you have for me, Lord. I love you and I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. I desire you, God, above everything. I hunger for you, Lord. Ignite that in my heart tonight. We give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Somebody say in Jesus' name. And now we don't have to go to the mountain. We don't have to go to the back 40. Amen. I want you to give the Lord your high praise tonight for his glory. Come on, you ought to celebrate. You ought to celebrate. You ought to praise him, God. You're beautiful and holy. Your righteousness. Come on, lift your voice, saint. Amen. Shout to God with praise and honor. Lord, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're holy. You're great, God. You're wonderful, Lord. I give you praise for who you are, for what you have of my soul. I love you. I worship you, my Jesus. Hallelujah. You're holy and righteous, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Many people desire to break free from that spiral that's pulling them down. There's a spiraling in our world that's pulling people downward. And where people used to be ashamed of their sinful condition. You know, used to, in a presence of women, if a man said a filthy word, it was a shame to him. Today, man, women speak just as much filth as men. There's a lot of cursing where shame, even from the kids. Man, I'm telling you, you can't even get around people today with your kids being all of a sudden infiltrated with the shame. But there's that spiral that pulls people down. And that dark, dark spiral that is in our world, amen, and it's like a vortex. amen, that's beginning to happen where, amen, further and further away from the things of God into darkness our world is getting. But friend, in spite of the bad news, I want to tell you the good news tonight. In the midst of all the wickedness and the ways of our world, there's a God that's still pouring out His presence and His Spirit. There's a God that wants to be known in your life. Amen. But tonight, it all hinges on your appetite. It all hinges on your desire. Amen. The scripture we read a while ago says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. Are you tired of being the loser? Are you tired of every time you just about get your feet on the rock, something comes your way and victimizes you? Amen. Aren't you tired of sin's pull? Are you tired of letting things slip out of your mouth that later you regret and you're ashamed of? Are you tired of the filthiness and the dirty feeling that you feel on the inside? Don't you want to be a victorious overcomer? Don't you want the peace of God? Don't you want the help of God? Don't you want the anointing of God? Don't you want the favor of God? Don't you want the beauty of God? And don't you want the closeness of God in your life? Well, it almost seems impossible, but my God is not impossible. My God is able tonight, and with Him all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. Tonight, amen, God still feeds according to that hunger and that thirst. Romans, the 7th chapter, says this, for I know that in me my flesh is no good thing. Just the way we were born with a vault inside, a fault inside of us. Amen. There is a hole inside of our lives, and in us there's no good thing. I don't care how good of a person you may be. Amen. There's still a fault inside of every one of us. Amen. And the scripture says, every time I would try to do good, evil is there with me. And he said, every time I tried to accomplish, amen, evil is present. But it begins to change the tune and the tonage of that verse, that scriptures in Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 22, changes. He says, for I delight in the law of God in the inward man, after the inward man. And he said, I see in my members are like a war that is happening. Every time goodness it steps up, I try to do good, something pulls me back down. But I thank God through Jesus Christ, amen, that I don't have to serve, amen, the sin any longer. That I don't have to serve the darkness. Aren't you thankful for the light of God? Aren't you thankful for the grace and the goodness of God? Romans, the next chapter, verse 8, chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. This is the key. Who walks after doesn't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'm thankful that those that are striving after the Spirit, those that hunger, those that seek and yearn for the things of God, God puts a fresh, amen, beginning in their life. Amen, the darkness of negativity, negative thoughts, amen, the oncoming waves of defeat and the consuming opposition that says, amen, you can't make it, that's just life. I want to tell you there's something more than that's just life. I'm glad that God has life and it more abundantly. God has power. God has grace. And God has His goodness tonight for the seeker. The seeker can't find. The hungry can know. And oh, friend, tonight in this place, the God is of heaven is here, the same God, even that spoke the most powerful thing when the world was nothing but darkness and void, amen, and there was nothing there. He said, let there be light, and there was what? Amen, and immediately light came. Amen, it eradicated the darkness, and darkness had to submit. Amen, it separated darkness from light. The word of God still has power tonight to change, amen, what is not to what is can become. Nothing, amen, was there became something that day. Chaos became creation and the beauty of God. Isn't it beautiful to have that kind of God tonight? Amen. I want to tell you what Satan does. Satan, Amen. The Lord is the creator, but Satan also creates. The only thing that Satan creates is chaos. He creates chaos. Amen. God puts man next to a woman, and he says, let there be love. But Satan creates division, doesn't he? He'll divide a home. God put man in a garden. He said, let there be order. But Satan steps in and he creates chaos, disorder. And in a soul, God says, I want a fellowship. I want to commune with you. I want you to know me. But Satan comes in and he puts doubt. He puts condemnation inside. Satan spoke confusion, lies, darkness, separation, division, hate, doom. But the voice of God today is still the voice of truth. I want to just say like the song, the voice of truth speaks a different story. Are you thankful tonight that there's hope in living for God because God is a living God? Amen. Tonight in this place, amen, your bucket may be almost on dry. Amen. Empty. Amen. You may feel like, oh, I came here tonight in need of something. Amen. But oh, friend, if you're hungry and you're thirsty tonight, I'm thankful there's a God who has exactly what you need. Jesus with his disciples were traveling through, and he said, we must needs go to Samaria. And those Jewish boys that was with Jesus, they normally didn't go to Samaria because Samaria was the outcast. That was the people they didn't want to associate with. But Jesus said, we must needs, we got to go to Samaria. And they came to the city called Sychar, and there was a well there. An old ancient well that was dug by Jacob years ago. And Jesus came to the well. And it was about the noon hour of the day. And Jesus sent his disciples in to the city to go buy even food. And while they were gone, there came a woman to the well with a bucket. Normally, women would come earlier in the morning. This woman did not have a good reputation, and she didn't have a good communication with all the women in the town, people, and social things. But she came at a lonely hour to draw water from the well. But there when she came, she found somebody at the well who said, woman, give me to drink. And immediately she knew that Jesus was not a Samaritan. Jesus was one of these people from another country that looked down their noses at the Samaritans. But Jesus said, hey, you don't know who's asking. The woman looked at you, you're a Samaritan. You're a Jew asking me, a Samaritan. I want to tell you today, Jesus has the answer for humanity. He came to set man free. He didn't come to set this color free or whatever color free. He's come to set humanity free. I'm thankful that Jesus met the woman at the well. And he said, lady, if you only knew, you would have turned around and asked me to drink. And she says, sir, you don't even have a bucket. This well is deep. Jesus said, I don't need a bucket in essence. The water you're going to drink from this well, you're going to thirst again. But when I give you a taste of the waters that I have for you, it's going to be like a river of living waters flowing through your system. You will never thirst again for this sustenance. When God wakes up your appetite, how beautiful and how gracious it is. There's nothing like the taste of God. When you ever taste the power of God, you ever see the things of God. Amen. I know that Satan will blind the eyes. And oh, friend, he'll blind the eyes of people that hate and despise the truth of God. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like the truth of God. Amen. There's no love like being loved by God. There's no freedom and amen, like the freedom of God. Amen. And like the girl that received the Holy Ghost in the jail, there's no high like the high of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Nothing can compare to the glory of God. Just one taste tonight. Just one drink from this well will change your complete life. Amen. Are you thankful tonight that the giver of life is in this place? And there's a scripture that says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Oh, tonight God has taste for you. God has a sample for you. God has an answer for you. God has fulfillment for you. Amen. God has the fit for your life that you need. Amen. Oh, you may be the searcher. You may be the seeker, but that's all right. Amen. God is in this house to let you taste and to put to your mouth and to your soul even a brand new realization that He is the one that will fulfill you. Nothing like the power of God. There's nothing like the goodness of God. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Would you lift your hands in this place? He's here right now. Hallelujah. I got to stop just a moment and let the Holy Ghost have its way. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for the proof. Hallelujah. Come on, would you love the Lord back right now? Come on, I want you to talk to the Lord in this place. Lift your voice. Amen. Somebody love Him. Lord, I love you. I thank you for the proof. I thank you for the proof and the taste. I thank you, God, hallelujah, for the realization right now that you have. Even to prove yourself, to show me tonight that you love me. God, to exhibit, Lord, that you're real. God, to exhibit, Lord, that you're here tonight for my soul. You have exactly what I come searching for. You have exactly and precisely what I need tonight. Even though I can't explain it, you have it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. The Lord's in this place right now. Hallelujah. Aren't you hungry? Aren't you thirsty? Hallelujah. Would somebody lift your voice right now? Amen. Come on, lift that voice in prayer. Lord, I love you and I need you. Come on, express your need of Him. Lord, I need you. God, I've gone through things already this week. God, the first 2 days of this week, God, I've already been through storms and battles. God, confusions and problems, Lord Jesus, I need you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Jesus, Jesus, come on, just let the Holy Ghost have His way. Come on, you're not out of order right now. Hallelujah, Lord, I love you. We're giving liberty to God. Hallelujah, you come to help me, Lord Jesus. Let me speak to somebody right now. The Lord is in this place to satisfy your soul. God didn't come with a pacifier. He came to satisfy the soul. A pacifier doesn't satisfy the heart, the hunger, the thirst. But God's come to satisfy. He's come to meet your need. God's precise right now. He's in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful that once light turns on, you see and you know that God is not an angry God. That God doesn't have a switch after us or fly swatter or a belt. God don't have a stick tonight to try to beat us into shape. The Lord is our shepherd. He is nothing but a rod and a staff. They comfort me, the Bible says. He's here to lead you. He's here to touch you. He's here to hold you. When my daughter was just a little girl, she was just a toddler speaking. I remember her saying, "Mama, hold me." Then she would repeat it. Hold me, hold me. Tonight I want to say to God, hold me, Lord. Draw me to you, Lord. Hold me close. Let me know your nearness. Let me know your closeness tonight, Jesus. Let me know, God, your breath. Let me know, God, the touch of your hand. Let me know the reality, Lord Jesus, of you being near. Hallelujah. Can you pray that tonight, Lord? Hold me. Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Hallelujah. Church, I just got to let the Holy Ghost have its way. Would you let the Holy Ghost with me right now? Would you draw right now close to God? Amen. Don't be distracted. Just close your eyes. Amen. Somebody wants to lift their hands. Somebody begin to say, Jesus, right here tonight, right here where I'm at. God, draw me. Come on, talk to the Lord with me. Somebody say his beautiful name. Amen. Call on him. He's here tonight to help. He's here tonight to minister. Come on, he's precise. He's precise. He's precise. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, would you give God your attention? Give God your focus. But somebody needs to give God their appetite. Lord, I'm hungry. God, I'm so hungry for you, Lord. I desire you. I desire your spirit. I desire your lift. I desire the power and the impact of your presence right now, Lord. I desire your ways in me, Jesus. God, I've stumbled this week, God. I've faltered this week, God. I've been frustrated. God, I've fumbled the ball. God, I don't measure up. I need you right now, Jesus. I need you, my shepherd. I need your guidance. I need your voice, your counsel. I need your grace. I need your healing ointment. Hallelujah. God, anoint my eyes, God, with eye salve. Let my cup run over, Lord Jesus. Let goodness and mercy, God, catch up right now. Hallelujah. Pour it out on us tonight, God, in this room. Hallelujah. I want you, if you're hungry right now, I want you to get out of your chair and I want you to come to the front. If you're thirsty tonight, I want you to come. I want you to seek the Lord with me. Amen. Just come stand close as you can to the pulpit. Amen. I want you to come hungry and thirsty. Amen. If there's something in you that is, amen, aching for the presence and the help of the Lord. Amen. You're tired of being frustrated. You're tired of condemnation. You're tired of confusion. You're tired. Amen. You're weary in your spirit. Amen. Would you come tonight and just pour that weariness out before the Lord? God just wants somebody to say yes to him. Come on, you've been in a battle. Amen. You've been in a war, so to speak. Amen. Won't you give him the battle? God, I give you the problem. I give you my battle tonight. I give you my frustration, Lord. Lord, the enemy, God, has come against me. Lord, the enemy has, God, attacked me. I feel wounded, Lord Jesus. I feel weak. But, Lord, I come to you and I give you that right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let God grace your heart, your soul. Come on, let him draw you and grace your life right now. Grace me with your divine power, Lord. I need the lift of your spirit, Lord, the power of your glory. God, restore that fight in me, Lord. God, restore that stand in me, that joy in me, Lord Jesus. Restore the joy of thy salvation, Lord Jesus. Uphold me with your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let God minister to you. Come on, precious saint of God, let God strengthen you tonight. Let him strengthen your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God strengthen you. Hallelujah. You may have to weep tonight and empty out, but that's okay, God. Amen. He knows how to comfort. He knows how. Amen. Tonight to dry tears and turn the tears of sorrow into joy. He knows how to take that hurt. Amen, and bring healing and joy and peace tonight. Come on, let him satisfy your soul. Let him satisfy your soul. Let him satisfy your soul tonight. Hallelujah. Let him make you complete. Let him meet you tonight. Let him draw you tonight. Let him minister to you. Come on, brother. Let the Lord right now minister. Let God meet your need tonight. Let God bless your soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Meet my need tonight, Lord God. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, hey, help us not on the way, help us here tonight in this room. God's on time right now. He's precise. Come on, let the Spirit of the Lord, your help is here tonight. Your help is here tonight. Your help is here, my friend. Your help is here, child of God.
Thus saith the Lord, you doubt my presence, you doubt my word. But like Thomas, who doubted me, he stayed in doubt until he touched me. Touch me. Reach to me. Touch me. And know that I am God. Know that I'm alive. And know that I have your answer. Touch me and know your answer.
Come on, would you reach up and touch the Lord with your worship right now? Come on, love the Lord. Hallelujah. Touch him right now. Come on, touch and know. Touch and know. Amen. Touch him right now with worship. Lord, I love you and honor you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you're worthy and you're beautiful. Come on, brother. The Lord's here for your help. He's here to help you. He's here to minister to you. Hallelujah. Love him, sister. Go ahead. Love the Lord. Touch him with your love. Hallelujah. Would you pray, Lord, help me receive. Come on, believe it. Lord, help me to receive. Lord, let me believe, Lord, what you're doing. Let me receive tonight, God, I pray. Come on, believe the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust your hand. I trust your spirit. I trust your ways, oh Lord. Go ahead, bless the Lord, somebody. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Come on, while you're blessing God, you're emptying your sacrifice out. Amen. God pours his in. Hallelujah. Come on, give to him and he gives back. Hallelujah. 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 Give him honor. Give him praise. Bless him. Hallelujah. Go ahead, have a taste and see. Come on, have a drink for the well right now. Hallelujah. Let the Lord reach in. Hallelujah. He satisfies the hungry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you for your strength, Jesus. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your strength, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lay your hand on somebody's shoulder and pray with them right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We bind together, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Go ahead, lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. The power of a lifted voice throughout the Word of God is great. Hallelujah. They lifted their voice and prayed in the book of Acts. The Holy Ghost fell. The Lord answered. Hallelujah. The place was shaken where they were assembled. We worship you. We praise you, Jesus. You're worthy and wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Come on, proclaim him. Proclaim him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord beautiful. He come to satisfy the soul. Hallelujah. Thomas, when he touched the Lord, he said, my Lord and my God. That wasn't an expression just to express. He realized that was his Lord and his God. My Lord and my God's here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Help me this week reach out to people. Bring them to the house of the Lord. Next Tuesday night, Brother Rainer is going to be preaching for us. Brother Rainer, young pastor from Jasper, is going to be with us. And we're excited about that. The fifth Sunday, that evening, so thankful Brother Gibson and his family is going to be with us. That's just going to be a singing that night. That we start at 6 o'clock. Brother Gibson, they're going to be singing. And I'm going to tell you, this guy is very much, very talented, could play, sing. I'm telling you, you will enjoy it. But it's going to be a night where you invite everybody you know. The person who brings the most guests, we're going to have a gift basket for them. And every guest that you bring will be entered into a drawing. They will get a gift basket. And so we want you to help me. And the person that has the most, I would love for you, amen, to bring people, for them to come and experience the beauty of the Lord that night in that service. But come after service that night, we will have in the third building, there's going to be food. And we will have a volleyball tournament for those that like to play volleyball. Cornhole tournament. And we will be signing up teams beforehand. And if you have games that you like to play, if you like to play dominoes, bring your dominoes that night. Good time of fellowship. Homemade ice cream by Murray's Towing. If he can operate a tow truck, he can make the best ice cream in Amen town, I promise you. Amen. And he does. So there will be strawberry, there will be peach, and there will be vanilla ice cream that night, toppings. So food that night, we'll let you know more about it. We're working on it. Sister Angie is doing a great job. Amen. Let's go to heaven. Greet each other in Jesus' name.